May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 498. Time, what an empty vapour 'tis, and days how swift they are, swift as an Indian arrow flies, or like a shooting star. Hymn 498.
Help us to read together from the Word of God from two portions of Scripture. First, the prophet of Isaiah, chapter 39. Isaiah, chapter 39. At that time, Bear, O Dachbelim, the son of Balhadad, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold, the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armour, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah, the prophet, unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon. Then said he, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All that is mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, Then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of all thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away. And they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, Good is the word of the Lord which he hath spoken. He said, Moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days. Now please turn to the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1. 1 Corinthians 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him in all utterance, and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the name, in the same mind, and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptize any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And the Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help us to pray. Kind, never merciful and gracious Lord God, 'tis indeed thy mercy and kindness and goodness that enables us a little company of poor sinners to come and assemble together in thy house at the evening hour of this day. And we do humbly pray, dear Lord Jesus, that thou wilt bless us in our coming. Oh, we do pray, dear Lord Jesus, that thou wilt condescend to look down from the height of thy heavenly sanctuary and give and grant to us peace. We do pray, dear Lord Jesus, thou wilt be found here tonight as the master of the assembly. The Lord Jesus, be found in divine control. O Lord, we pray that indeed that it may be Jesus that is seen, or not a poor puny man. We do pray, dear Lord, that our eyes then may be up heavenward, to be as the dear psalmist said, I will look up unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And dear Lord, do condescend to come and meet with us and bless us. Oh, that blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. Even as dear Jabez prayed, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. And dear Lord, thou knowest if there's one or more in this little company tonight have come to chapel just like that, just like dear Jabez. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. If that be so, Lord, we humbly pray that thou would not send them away empty. Dear Lord, thou hast promised that thy word shall not return unto thee void, but it shall accomplish that whereto I'm pleased to send it. And dear Lord, we do pray, thou wilt send thy word into souls who are hungry and thirsting after righteousness, souls that are coming seeking for Christ, and coming like dear Job did. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Pray, dear Lord, that such may not be disappointed. They may go home satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Dear Lord, we look then to thee, Lord, because we can look nowhere else. Lord, that we cannot look, Lord, at a poor man. We cannot look at hymns, a reading of them, or anything else, Lord. We need the due, the power, the unction of thy Holy Spirit to rest upon us and to be with us at this evening hour. O Lord, do mercifully come, do mercifully condescend to come and meet with us. We do beseech thee. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou blessedly help. Lord, thou knowest indeed where there's that aching void. Lord, but this world cannot fill. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, thou art then mercifully hear prayer. Lord, remember each and all in the various concerns and exercises. Pray, dear Lord, that thou wouldest indeed satisfy the longing soul and fill the hungry soul with thy goodness. Lord, that there may indeed be a portion for seven and also for eight, so that none shall be sent empty away. And dear Lord, we do pray that the arch enemy of thy people, Satan, Lord, may be kept out of our hearts and our minds. Yea, kept out, Lord, of this house of God tonight, and that we may be found shut in with Jesus. Oh, and we may be like Mary and sit at thy feet and hear thy word. Oh, we read of those gracious words that fell from thy lips. May there be, Lord, a gracious outpouring even this evening hour, Lord, of thy word into sinners' hearts. Something, Lord, that will rest there, abide there, remain there. And something, Lord, that will bring forth honour, glory and praise to thy great and holy name. Dear Lord, do graciously help. We do pray, O Lord, that thou wilt then remember us now. Remember, dear Lord, that we pray and help us to bow our heads before thee, indeed in confession of all our sin and guilt. Lord, and sadly, we've got our fair share. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou have mercy upon our souls. Thou pardon and forgive, thou wash all away, cleanse.
Oh, we often think of that word of the hymn writer whose head plunges in that crimson ocean, thy atonement made for sin. But dear Lord, may we know thy blessed word and truth, as Peter describes, that ye are not redeemed with corruptible things, such as gold and silver from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. And may we have, Lord, some of those blessed, gracious buts in our religion, those buts that they're put there by thy Holy Spirit. Oh, dear Lord, do mercifully come and do mercifully bless our souls. Pray, dear Lord, then, that thou remember. Now, dear Lord, this little cause of truth, we lovingly commend them to thee. We pray, dear Lord, that thou would abundantly bless their souls with thy loving kindness, thy goodness, thy mercy. Dear Lord, from the youngest to the eldest tonight, oh, may there be, Lord, a portion for each one. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless them. Oh, we think, dear Lord, of also those that are absent, particularly our friends Benji and Lydia, Lord, and we do lovingly commit and commend to thee. Oh, and dear Lord, do draw near as a dear Lydia, we pray. Oh, and favour her soul, bless her abundantly with thy loving kindness. And Lord, and may she be like David, and fear no evil while she walks through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. May such glorious words be sweetly blessed and experienced in her heart and her soul. But we do pray. And Lord, and be with our dear friend and help him. Concern, deep anxiety, him and the family, Lord, we lovingly commend them all to thee. Oh, that may thy goodness pass before them, that undertake. Lord, the prayer of Hezekiah, sure, suits them well. Lord, undertake for me. Then be with them. And Lord, and be with others, Lord, who are away, seeking rest and change, bless it to them, return them appointed time in peace and safety, we do pray. Be with the children, the young ones, Lord, we lovingly commend them each to thee. Be round about them, Lord, do favour their souls, bless them indeed, bless them abundantly with thy love and mercy, and be very gracious. Be with, Lord, any that are in any special need, do undertake for them, mercifully appear, make crooked straight, rough places plain, bring down the great mountains of impossibility, make a way where there's no way. Oh, and thus make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Hear prayer also for others here and there, some that we know of and think of in affliction's path. Put thy hand, heal, restore, if it pleases, strengthen. Oh, and be with one another. And Lord, we pray thou remember thy people in their varied paths that they're called to walk and pass through. Those walking in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts, support, sustain them, hold and strengthen. Be indeed, be with widows and widowers. Be with those, Lord, that have lost mother or father, brother or sister, even a child. Undertake for each and all, we pray, do bless. And we think of those, Lord, that live lonely lives. Lord, and we pray that remember them and help them and support them and comfort them and be very gracious to them. Whilst they may be alone, may they not be alone. Oh, it may be that the Lord dwells with them. Lord, do bless. We pray, Lord, that thou remember our nation, appear for us. Dear Lord, do govern those that govern us. Oh, and mercifully appear, open their eyes, and arise for our help. Deliver us from ungodly, wicked men. Frustrate their intentions. Dear Lord, and do strip the powers of the LGBT movement. We do beseech thee. Oh, what influence they have. Why it's been allowed to happen, we know not. But Lord, we beg thee to strip them, Lord, of that power. We do beseech thee, that influence. And it's not an influence for good. We pray, dear Lord, that thou would arise for our help and hear the prayers of thy people. We do beseech thee. Oh, Lord, and we do pray that open those blind eyes. We pray, we beg. Hear our prayer. Do undertake, Lord. The mercy appear for us now. And we do pray, Lord, that thou would accept our humble thanks for all the mercies we have and receive day by day and hour by hour. Lord, we acknowledge thy goodness and kindness to us. Mercies are great, they're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We do pray thou then hear our prayer. Do graciously help us now. Oh, we need thee. We need thy help, Lord. We need the aid of thy blessed spirit. We need thee, Lord, to arise for our help. We need thee, Lord, to speak to our inmost soul. Oh, and thus and fit and prepare us for heaven and for eternity. Lord, that moment, that day, that hour, when we shall have to bid adieu to time, enter upon eternity. Lord, do mercifully hear our prayer. We do beseech thee. Undertake for us then. Graciously help us. Arise for our help. And be near us, Lord Jesus, we pray. Hear us then in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou dost hear, forgive. Come then. Fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come and open one's mouth and touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. So we plead with the woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our next hymn is 296, The Wandering Star and Fleeting Wind both represent the unstable mind. The morning cloud and early dew bring our inconstancy to view. Hymn 296.
Thank you.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. We ask your very prayerful attention to the prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 9, and verses 23 and 4. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 4. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 9, verse 23, 4. And saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. These words came to me very powerfully this morning, and I've been trying to get round them all day. What I might say, I'm still not sure. But I picked hold of a book out of our friend's bookcase this morning. It was a daily portion book. I'd not seen it before. And I just opened it, as you say, at random. I believe my memory's correct, the date's somewhere near the end of July. But there was this text here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and the last verse. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And what was written was based on that text. But it's very evident that the apostle, when he wrote there, was thinking his mind here what Jeremiah has written. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he knoweth and understandeth that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness and judgment, and so on. And it struck me also very powerfully what I read from Isaiah's prophecy about dear Hezekiah. See, this text here, verse 23, it tells us clearly, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches. My poor Hezekiah is like the rest of us. At times we get very proud of our attainments, of those things that we have, those things we possess. Sometimes we get proud of those things we've done. But the word of God is very clear. And why indeed pride is one of those abominations, are the things that the Lord hates, does he not? But you see, Hezekiah, why, indeed, humbled himself. He owned it, that he had done wrong. Oh, Renton, you and I, oh, that we might own our sin, our iniquities and transgressions, at these faults and failings that we have, or when pride comes in, or when we're so taken up with our achievements. Well, yes, and you know, sometimes you can be proud of a thing. I remember one occasion just comes to my mind. I was decorating a room at home, and I was proud of it. I'd done this wallpapering, but you know, the next morning when I came down, the two walls of that room had to be stripped off again, because it had just the wallpaper had bubbled up and blown. It looked a mess. And you see, and it hurts our pride, doesn't it? And I've no doubt that some of you have experienced the same sort of things in your life, whether it's been the decorations, whether it's been the garden, or whatever it might have been. Oh, yes, we must not glory in those things. But, oh, that we may be found under the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Yes, who humbled himself and became obedient even unto the death of the cross. But the word of God here tells us this: let not him, but let him that... Excuse me, but may I have a light on somewhere, please? Thank you very much. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord. That he understandeth and knoweth me. Oh, friends, we're not going to understand anyone unless we get near them. Oh, yes, and this means for you and I, dear soul, that and knoweth me. I suppose could say that I know you all here tonight. In one respect, I do, but in another respect, I don't, because I don't live with you. I don't live with you, and you don't live with me. And you don't see all my faults and failings, all my inconsistencies, all my wrongdoings. You don't hear my conversation. And it's only by living with somebody that you get any idea of really knowing them. Oh, yes, you know, the Apostle Paul made a great point, did he not, when he wrote there to the Philippians, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, be made conformable unto his death. Oh, that I may know him. Ah, yes, dear soul, and to know him then. Why, and how are we going to know him? These are only going to know him as we get near to him. And how are we going to get near to him? Only by and through the means of prayer. Oh, yes, to make our requests and our petitions known unto him. And why, and then this all, why all his blessed, can I say, attributes, they come forth and they shine forth. And yes, and the Lord Jesus is revealed to us here a little and there a little, line upon line and precept upon a precept, to know him. Oh, yes, to know this first. Why, if we're then to come with prayer, then we're going to know him, and know him, my friends, by those answers. Oh, yes, and the Lord is very, very merciful. There may be perhaps one poor soul here tonight that's been praying for something for a long, long while. And as yet, that prayer of yours and mine maybe has not been answered. And why, you perhaps write bitter things against yourself. You conclude that you don't know God and he doesn't know you. Friends, he sees us all. And you know, dear soul, and the word of God runs like this. And he remembers them in their lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. Yes, dear soul, he hears their prayer. Go back to Hezekiah. Aye, Hezekiah. Yes, this dear man, why, he got Sennacherib coming against him, hadn't he? And he'd received a letter from Sennacherib. And what did he do? He went and spread that letter before the Lord. And the Lord answered him. He sent his servant, yes, and Isaiah, and told him what was going to do. And he would put a hook in his nose and turn him back from whence he came. But then it reads, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet came with a message from God, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Oh, and Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and wept sore. Oh, he cried out then in the bitterness of his soul. But you know, the Lord, it came to him, didn't he? Yes. Hezekiah, thy prayer is heard. I've seen thy tears, and behold, I'll add unto thy days 15 years. Yes. Oh, you've got his prayer there contained in that chapter 38 of Isaiah, where it reads, O Lord, I'm oppressed. He was in a very, very low place. And perhaps there may be some poor soul here tonight that's in a very, very low place, spiritually. Oh, yes. But you say, possess. Let him that glorieth, glory in. You say, you're not going to glory in this. No, but dear soul, you see, the Lord, you know, the Lord knows just how to humble us. He knows just how to humble us. To keep us low. Yes, to keep us at his feet. To keep us at the throne of grace. To keep us in a constant exercise before him. Hezekiah couldn't give up. Neither can you, poor soul. You can't give up. But here's all. Yes, the hymn writer says this. The time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. Why, but then, you know, there's the dear man in the gospel, isn't there? There he was. He'd been waiting for 38 years at the pool of Bethesda. Oh, you see, the appointed time came. And again, in the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, you've got there Zacharias and Elizabeth. All that time, yes, this man and his wife have been praying. And yes, Zacharias, thy prayer is heard. But let him that glorieth glory in this, yes, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Oh, those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. You know, dear soul, often these cries, dear soul, they're so, so small. Why? And perhaps you think, well, that can't be prayer. That can't be prayer. But dear soul, the hymn writer puts it like this and tells us this, that prayer is appointed to convey the blessings God designs to give. Long as they live, should Christians pray, for only whilst they pray they live. And also, dear soul, it's those feeble desires, those wishes so weak. 'Tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Oh, you know, how many times have the Lord's dear people in their path, in their experience, cried out, Lord, help me. And it's not always been vocal, has it? It's not always been vocal. No. Why, you can read of those in the Word of God. They prayed unto the God of heaven. The Lord heard their prayer. It's those feeble desires. Prayer's the weapon of the feeble. He brings us down, doesn't he? To feel our feebleness. Prayer is the weapon of the feeble, and what does he say? And weakest souls can wield it best. You're not only feeble, but you see, you're weak with it as well, aren't you? Oh, yes. Why, you feel to be at the very ends of the earth. But the Lord hears the groan of the prisoner and loses those that are appointed to death. Yes, he does. Blessed be his name. Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. That he understandeth and knoweth me. To be able to sweetly, graciously, humbly testify that the Lord has heard your prayer and mine. It's why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as I? Yes, but he hears. That he knoweth me. Yes, you see, circumstances in life, there's dear Abraham, isn't there? What did the Lord say to him? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? That which is impossible with man is possible with God. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. that I am the Lord. That I am the Lord. I am. Why comes to this, doesn't it? What dear great difficulties, yes, dear Moses. And he was to face them, wasn't he? But the Lord had equipped him, qualified him to bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. But you see, he says, but you know, Moses said, who am I? Who am I? That I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. And he said, certainly I will be with thee. And there shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. He goes on, but behold, when I come to the children of Israel and say unto them, the Lord, the God of your father, sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And the God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And they shall say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. Yes. And knoweth me that I am the Lord. That I am the Lord. Ah, yes. Moses had been brought to know the Lord. And, ah, yes. This man, Moses, that had slain an Egyptian, buried him in the sand, fled for his life, gone to the backside of the desert, and been there for 40 years. But, you know, in 40 years, you know, you could say this, as God's servant spoke to me once, I say, in preaching, you know, that 40 years was being turned inside out and upside down. Yes. That he might glory in this, that he knoweth me. That I am the Lord. That I am the Lord. Ah, friends, yes. If you and I had such an experience that, that we know I am the Lord. When he has appeared, when he's appeared in times of darkness and distress. But the dear prophet here, under the inspiration of the Lord, he says this, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness. Oh, friends, yes. The Lord, the Lord indeed is very, very merciful. Why, again, some poor soul here tonight, are you wondering? Is the devil tempting you? Is the devil at your elbow? Is he suggesting to you that the Lord, he will not have mercy upon you? You're too bad. And it is as though he writes all your sins up on the school blackboard. Oh. And poor soul, and you and I have to say guilty. Yes. But dear soul, what the adversary doesn't tell you and I is this, that Christ has died. and that he died for sinners. And he doesn't tell us this either, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the Lord, dear soul, tells us this, who is a God, who is a Lord like to the Lord, pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. Yes, dear soul, this blessed Lord delights in mercy. He pardons, he forgives. You know, I think it's here at the close of Psalm 130, which is quite a psalm of great depths. It starts off in the depths. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Yes, yes. So that this dear soul then, yes, let him glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Yes, that I'm a God which exercise loving kindness. Boy, you know, Psalm 130, out of the depths have I cried unto thee. Jonah was in the depths, wasn't he? He felt to be in the whale's belly. But when he was there, you see, why, 3 days, yes, walking in a path of humility, and there was no way other than for the Lord to speak to that whale, to vomit Jonah out onto the dry land. There was going to be no deliverance any other way. But you see, the Lord was in divine control. And when dear Jonah says, when he looks once more toward that holy temple and says, salvation is the Lord. Then the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out on dry land. But here in this psalm, psalmist says this, if thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who should stand? But dear soul, that's not the end of the scriptures, and it's not the end of the gospel, dear soul. Here's the gospel. But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. So he says, I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. Yes, oh, do you hope in his word? Yes, oh, are you hoping in his word, in the words of the blessed Saviour, the glorious Redeemer, who said this and says to you tonight, dear soul, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The vilest sinner out of hell, yes, that lives to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Well, he says, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, with the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. And he shall, the I wills and shalls of the Lord, his soul will not perish. He will fulfill his word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Oh, let him that glorieth glory in this. So dear soul, there's this. Dear soul, that your salvation and mine, yes, dear soul, comes in and through the name, blood, righteousness and finished work of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Dear soul, you're cast down because of your sin. But what did the dear Lord say to us here regarding the dear Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, the, the comfort. This is the comfort of God's dear people. Yes, the comfort of down and out sinners. Those that feel to be out of the way. Why? What is it? Yes, he is despised and rejected of men. Man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, we esteemed not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Yes, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. But you notice, Harley goes on further down here. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Who's the us all? It's all those that Christ came to die and to save and redeem with his own precious atoning blood, dear soul. And who are they? Why, the vilest of sinners, the worst of the worst. I came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. Yes, and dear soul, and he's able to save to the uttermost all them that come unto God by him. Uttermost sinners. I don't know, is there a poor uttermost sinner here tonight? Feeling to be at the very ends of the earth. This old Jesus came to save us. He came to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He doesn't, hasn't, will not change his mind. Blessed be his glorious name. Oh, and he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. And by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Yes, yes, oh, he bore the iniquities of all those that were given unto him in the covenant of eternity in days past. Before this world was formed into being, there was a people given to Christ to save, to redeem with his own heart's precious blood. Because there could be no redemption without the shedding of blood. Oh, and yes, and the Saviour shed his blood. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ, God's dear Son, came to save sinners, shed his blood. Why, hymn 1:4-9 seems to come to one's mind, which reads like this. He loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard embraces all, and nor with a soul will part. No tribulations which they feel, no foes on earth, fiends of hell, shall tear them from his heart. A method strange his friend has shown of making love divinely known to rebels doomed to die. Unasked, he takes our humblest form, condescends to be a worm, to lift us up on high. This is it. The Lord demanded blood for blood, and out he lets his vital flood to pay the mortal debt. To pay the mortal debt. Tore through life, pant through death, cries with his expiring breath, 'tis finished and complete. Oh, dear soul, that you and I too might join in with this, what the dear hymn writer, Mr. Berridge, says, that all the ransomed of the Lord exhort his love with one accord and alleluia sing. Oh, dear soul, that you and I may join that holy, happy chorus in singing that God is love. Well, there's all here that understand the law which exercises loving kindness. The word in Jeremiah, isn't there? Yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Yes, it is our, you see, it is loving kindness that has drawn us away from those carnal things of this poor, perishing, dying world. So that this are that when the children of God come to their end, they've nothing else to do but be like dear Jacob and gather up into the bed their feet. Gathered up his feet at the bed and gave up the ghost. Yes, to be with Christ, which is far better. Yes, it'll be this, dear soul, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save. Who it exercises loving kindness, oh yes, is loving kindness. Oh, how shall we praise and bless him for his loving kindness? Ah, dear soul, yes, your boasting and mine then, dear soul, may it be that Christ Jesus suffered, bled and died, not a carnal boldness, not a carnal boasting, I should say, not a carnal boasting, yes, but in that boasting that the Lord has died for me. It'll be this amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. It'll be, Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. His loving kindness. Oh, friends, oh, this is loving kindness, if only we could get at it. Oh, the depth of it. The depth of his loving kindness. And did the whole and the just, the sovereign of the sky, stoop down to wretched nest and dust, that guilty worms might rise? Yes, the Redeemer left his throne, his radiant throne on high, surprising mercy, love unknown, to suffer, bleed and die. There's his loving kindness, dear soul. For poor, a guilty sin, and say, my soul, why not for thee? Christ came to seek and to save sinners. And again, and all that the Father give me shall come. All that the Father giveth me shall come. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. You may feel to be bad, base. What did the apostle say here in this first chapter? But you see, you're calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many noble, not many mighty are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Base things. That's you and I, isn't it, dear soul? That's you and I. Base things of the world. And things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Yes. Yes, they are, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. So, dear souls, these blessed, glorious truths. Oh, yes, judgment and righteousness. I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment and righteousness. Oh, yes, the judgment of God. You know, it'll be very sad at the end of your life and mine if we were to be left the wrong side of that door when it shut, would it not? Like those five wise and five foolish virgins. Oh, that you and I may have the oil of grace. They may have the work of the Holy Spirit found in our hearts. We may not be left to be found boasting that we've got this, that and the other. Or we don't want to be left either to this. Or that I've done this and that in the Lord's name. Yes, I've stood in a pulpit now for a number of years, but dear soul, that doesn't put me in this text, does it? Just because I've stood in a pulpit X number of years. No. But dear soul, what will put me in this text? The same, dear soul, is what will put you as well. Being washed and cleansed in the precious blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And to have a good hope through grace that our name is recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. To be found, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's where we want to be found. Oh, yes, to be found in him, clothed in his righteousness. Why here in Jeremiah's prophecy, isn't it? I think it's chapter 23, the Lord, our righteousness. The Lord, our righteousness, that he has stood in the sinner's place, Romans dead. And that he imputes his righteousness unto you and I. Oh, amazing grace. Amazing grace. Righteous judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Why here in, was it in the book of Micah, it reads like this, doesn't it? That what here in the sixth chapter, and he has shown thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. And to trust alone in him. These are the things that the Lord delights in. Oh, that we may walk right. Well, I shall have to close. It seemed to be such poor remarks. But may the Lord bless you with some gracious meditation and fill in where I seem to have come so far short in preaching tonight. But let him that glorieth, don't let's glory in anything that we've done, anything of our attainments, but let us glory in this, what the Lord has done for me. What the Lord has done for me. Yes, that hymn writer quoted just a moment ago. Jesus saw me when a stranger. When he stopped us in that downward road, that downward path to hell, when he caused us to hear his voice, and when he caused you and I to plead with him for mercy, that was his loving kindness. That was his loving kindness. Why? Because in the fullness of time, he answers that blessed prayer. Because it's indicted by the Holy Spirit of God into your heart and soul and mine. Blessed be his glorious name. And they shall come which were ready to perish. Yes, the great trumpet shall be blown in that day. And they shall come which were ready to perish. Oh yes, the gospel trumpet is to be blown. Loud and clear, that serpent-bitten sinners may look and live. The Lord has said, look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God. And there is none else. You see, there is no other God. There is no other God. Oh, friends, let your boasting be mine, and mine be in him. Oh, this blessed Saviour, this glorious Redeemer. Oh, to speak of those glorious things that he has done. Ah, yes, of salvation for poor dying sinners, that he died in their place, room and stead. He paid the price of their redemption with his own heart's blood. Oh, yes, dear soul, to see by faith those pierced hands and feet, and to know, dear soul, that your sin and mine was dealt with there at Calvary's cross. When he cried out, "It is finished." Salvation's work was done. Salvation's work was accomplished. Let us glory in this. Oh, dear soul, that we love the Saviour's name. We love him who loved us and gave himself for us. Oh, it's truly amazing grace. Well, I leave a few thoughts. The Lord pardon all of this.
God willing, Mr. Field will preach to us again on the coming Lord's Day, and Mr. Pocock on Monday evening. Let us close with hymn 1106. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Hymn 1106.
Dear Lord, we do pray that thou wilt pardon and forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss in our attempts to worship thee here this night. Make up, Lord, where we failed. Bless thy word. Meet with us, Lord, on thy day. Grant us thy blessing. Grant us a feast of fat things, of wines on the lees well refined. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and always. Amen.